hey, I'm learning a lot now. This is wonderful. This is fun. Because with one, it's a fixed mindset, in Dweck's words. And the other is a malleable, changing, ongoing, developing mindset. One, there is fear of failure. Because I want to be smart. It's fun being called smart and intelligent. I don't want to threaten the schema. Versus working hard, focusing on the process. When the excellence schema becomes the dominant modus operandi. Okay, so how do we overcome perfectionism? What do we do about it if we have it? And again, remember, there is no perfect perfectionist. There is no perfect person committed to excellence. You need to choose in your life where you're happy and where you think you can be happier. This may not even speak to you. This for you may be just interesting academically, or it may be deeply personal. So how do we become more and more of the excellence schema? First, it is about self-awareness. It's about understanding. For me, a big breakthrough was understanding, hey, I'm actually defensive, and I don't want to be defensive because I know that it hurts intimacy and relationships. And that's when I started the real work on it. And that has improved and continues to improve my relationships. Or, oh, look at my reaction to failure. Look at how afraid I am of hearing a no. Look at how afraid I am of being rejected. Look at how afraid I am of coping and trying. So being aware of it. Now, if you want to improve your forehand in tennis, you first need to be aware of what it is that you want to improve. So that's the first step. And that's easier said than done.